Heritage, ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we're going to start hour two of the El Paso History Radio Show. It's an El Paso History Moment Time, produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And her story today is about how the Texas College of Mines in El Paso created a vet village in El Paso.
World War II vets returned to the classroom. June 13, 1944, Congress passed the Servicemen's Readjustment Act. The new law, better known as the GI Bill, allowed veterans to pursue a college education after having served their country in the war that defined their generation. The Texas College of Mines helped the surge of veteran students enrolling, many of whom had families, by constructing a small vet village that would accommodate about 20 families on the southern end of the campus in 1946 in an area known then as Wiggins Acres. Vet Village even had an elected mayor and committees. They participated in intercampus sporting events against fraternities, and the conventional students on campus also offered veterans help in various ways, like vet husband and wives were invited to school events, and the students even volunteered their time giving children rides to the Sunday schools of their choice. It was originally believed that the Vet Village would only be necessary until the veterans from World War II had completed their education, but soon, veterans from the Korean War were moving into the accommodations which had previously housed others who had graduated. Although the living conditions were somewhat difficult, there were advantages to the soldiers that would have been otherwise unavailable. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
And you have 38,000 followers plus
busy
on Facebook
busy.
For the Alliance.
Keeping there. That history alive in spite of other people in this town.
Well, you know, that's just the point, though. The history's going to happen whether people like the politics or
history
not.
History happens every moment.
It does.
You know, it ain't going to change unless you try to rewrite it. It ain't going to work.
And you want to get involved in the History Alliance, call Bernie.
At 915-581-7920. In fact, he'll be at lunch today up at Pepe's.
Oh, Bernie's going to make it?
I would totally blank. Yeah, Pepe's. He's going to make it up there for lunch, and he wants to meet Nacho in person himself.
Cool.
Because he did a great caricature of Max and him, which I want to get an autograph today.
Tell us about that Nacho Garcia Jr. still sitting here after an hour.
Okay. Well, you know, when you're listening to the news and watching TV and all that stuff, and then something happens that, you know, kind of like, what would you call it?
Caught your attention.
Epiphany or something? I don't know.
Yeah, okay. There's a good word. It's a big word.
And when Bernie and Max Grossman were not picked to go on the
El Paso Commission. County Historical Commission, yeah.
These two main guys that are, to me, the leader, they weren't, and I thought, because they were so vocal and they were causing making waves.
Mm-hmm.
That's they were trying to save history of the Duranguito neighborhood.
Right.
And the arena's supposed to go there, and according to anybody else.
They were in the city's face there and all that. So I said, they're being censored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did a cartoon, and it shows Max and Bernie with a censored tape across their mouth. And I did a quick line pen and ink drawing, and I scanned it and put it on Facebook. And it's great.
We ran it like crazy.
We shared it here on the radio show Facebook page
good.
And Six Guns and our own personal Facebook pages.
And then you have second thoughts after you do something like that. You say, should I have done that?
Yeah, you should have done that.
I think it's fine because it really, everybody pretty much, I mean, he's still getting people stopping him on the streets everywhere we go. You know, they feel the same way you did. Good. They said that they treated you wrong and it was, it was wrong what they were doing. Sure. This is, what about the people? The people, yeah, they keep talking about helping the people, and look at they're doing.
And there's this homes that are being destroyed down there.
Yeah.
And okay, so we need an arena, but don't we have a, well, okay, we're not going to get into that. That's how we got into trouble.
Not
here,
today.
Right? Yeah. No, let's don't do that, yeah, because that's, oh, if you want to talk about that stuff, wait about an hour.
That's another program. Right,
well,
there,
my son's going to show up in about an hour and have that next program, Talk El Paso.
Good.
So call him. Probably same phone number. But anyway, all right, Nacho Garcia Jr. in-house here. Talking about the relatives that you have that I guess they're as famous in their own time as you have become.
Well,
a lot of people know who you are.
Yeah.
And a lot of people probably knew who they were. Now, we missed one, right? We missed the grandfather.
Okay, we talked about my great-grandfather, the Texas Ranger.
That's Gregorio?
Captain Gregorio Enciano Garcia. His son was Gregorio II, okay? He was mayor of San Eli when the county seat of El Paso was in San Eli. And in 1880s, before that, the railroad came to El Paso and it boomed. El Paso boomed. The population got so big that somehow they took the county seat from San
somehow. Al. It was an election with too many people on the rolls that didn't live there.
Yeah, a few beers.
I heard about that, but I didn't want to say anything.
A few beers and silver dollars were being handed out that
all
year.
All of a sudden, they took the county seat from San Eli and it came to El Paso. So
that sounds like what happened to Bernie.
Yeah.
Never mind. No, yeah. Never mind. Don't go there.
Yeah. Well, actually, that was my grandfather who experienced that. He was a landowner and had mayor and all that stuff, and he had his first wife passed away, and he used to travel to Presidio, Texas, and go across to Ojinaga. I'm sorry, I get Ojinaga mixed up.
Yeah.
He met a Mexican woman who was my grandma. So I'm from the second family. He fell in love with her, brought her to San Eli, and San Eli was a close-knit community. They ostracized him for bringing an outsider.
Who knew?
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
And he got trouble.
Even though the whole place used to be Mexico?
Yeah, well, yeah.
They forgot about
but
that
yeah,
part.
Yeah, they didn't want an outsider coming in here. So the poor guy, my grandfather, sold everything and moved to Clint. Okay, opened up a store. He still was getting in trouble there. So he just took the whole family. He had like five sons and three daughters or something more than that. And they moved to El Paso.
Jeez.
In fact, this is where I got my dad got his name. They moved right across the street from San Ignacio Church.
Ah, so you had to have the name.
Yeah.
Yes,
so I used to ask my dad, how did I get Ignacio's?
You were born on the church steps.
I was junior. He was named after the church because his mom was already in her 40s. And they said, this child's not going to make it. You're too old. And so she prayed, said, if my baby comes out healthy and everything, I'm going to name him after San Ignacio
Church.
So that's how it happened. And this was 1922. Okay? That's when he was born. His dad was already a policeman, and he was already in his 60s. This is my grandfather. He joined the police force, and he was like 63, 64. And 19 in the early 20s. So they grew up there, but then I think they moved to Upson because Tony Lama's wife, Esther Lama, used to teach voice in Upson, the Upson area. I don't know exactly where.
Well, that's Sunset Heights.
Sunset Heights. There you go.
Sunset Heights. That's definitely
so something. Esther Lama taught voice. And so my dad used to listen to her. He loved opera. He started to sing opera. He wanted to sing opera.
Oh, hell.
And he remembers
running. This is the door gunner?
The who what?
This is the door gunner?
Yeah, your dad.
Yeah.
He liked opera.
Oh, he loved
opera. The door gunner liked opera.
He used to, he would sing at churches and funerals, all that. He had an operatic voice.
Oh, my God.
So he loved opera. In fact, he was trying to get us to love opera. My little brother was the only one that really stayed with it. He's in Albuquerque now. But opera's fine. I like it. It's okay. And then when I finally wake up before it ends.
Yes. And you're still trying to read that Italian up on the board
but
there.
But my dad loved it. All his albums were opera and everything. So, because he grew up in that area. And Tony Lama was a little kid, Louis Lama, and Esther was the mom. So he knew them as little kids.
Did you know those people?
Well, I knew him later. I knew Tony Lama Jr.
Yeah, he went to work
because
for him.
He was my big boss, and Louis Lama.
And you went to work in their company as well?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. They had a little advertising department. And then in the 1990s, Tony Lama wasn't doing too good. Justin Boot came in and bought him out.
Oh.
And they moved the offices to Fort Worth, but they kept the plant down there.
And the plant is now the Fountains.
Well, it's across the freeway from the Fountains. Yeah.
Okay, that was Farrah.
That was Farrah.
Okay, that was Farrah. I was thinking Farrah.
That was across the freeway.
Sorry,
yeah. Right. If you jump over the freeway,
but
you
Tony Lama was right in there somewhere.
Yes, right.
Yeah, it was across the... Yeah.
Big plant. In fact, they had three plants. There's a story about what happened to Tony Lama. Can I tell you?
Sure.
Okay. Do you remember The Urban Cowboy with John Travolta?
Yeah.
Okay, when that movie hit, everybody wanted to go Western.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wanted to wear boots and all that. That was about 80, 81 or something? 79 or 80.
79. Okay. It was something like that.
So they couldn't make enough boots. They said, wow, this is it. We've hit the boom town. So they built another plant way down over here off Zaragoza. In fact, there's a street called Esther Lama.
Okay.
Named after the mom. And they built a big plant and all that. And then mid-'80s, late-'80s, the whole thing just collapsed.
You needed another movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have had it. You should have paid for another movie.
But we found out what happened.
Huh.
They called a focus group in here, and they analyzed the stores and everything and how they were doing. And they found out they were not properly fitting the customers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
See, the instep of the boot has to hug your instep.
So yeah.
And a lot of people were buying boots for the length and the width. And so you would be you'd be sloshing around in the boot,
yeah, right.
Or your bunions would be born in there. Right?
Yeah,
right. So
a hurtful thing.
There you go. So people were putting their boots in the back of the closet.
Yeah,
and that's it. That was the end.
They weren't buying anymore.
So they weren't buying any more boots. And so the you should have seen the warehouse. It was there. The boots were just stacking up.
Oh no,
they couldn't sell them. And they
was that where the outlet store came from? Was perhaps that beginning of that?
In that area, yeah. They had off the gateway, they like to put their little boots out there on the gateway. But they trained the people there just to make sure that they're fitted properly.
Yeah.
He said, because they won't come back. You know, you sell somebody something and they don't like it, they're not going to come back.
Yeah, they're going to buy
nothing. And you lost the customer. So that hurt them.
Yeah.
And so in 1990, I left and went on my own, freelancing for other agencies. And that's why in 90, I worked for Emory, for Laster. I mean, it was just contracts. Sometimes it was on. And then in 97 is when I was reading a paper and I read. Well, no, it was not 97. It was 95 or 96 when they were asking for cartoons. And that's when I started submitting to the newspaper. So I left advertising and got, in an indirect way, engine journalism, which is something different from advertising.
And depends on who you ask.
It was pretty good.
Did an excellent job. That's when I first got introduced to you, was that when you went into the Times.
Yeah.
Well, you take an attitude with your cartoons, obviously.
Yeah.
And how many cartoons do you think you've done were in the paper?
Oh, my God. 17 years. And I used to do...
A week or more than one a week?
Okay. In the beginning, it was 1 week, and then I went to two. On Wednesdays, we do a black and white. And on Sundays, it would be full color. So I was doing two a week. And I had boxes and boxes of pencil sketches. Like, I couldn't carry them all. And when I left, I just left them there. I just couldn't bring. And then later on, people said, you should have kept them. And because there was a batch of cartoons that never saw the light of day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were censored. So I could have done a book.
Because of what? What did you do?
Well, maybe, okay. If somebody was kind of... didn't want to, like, let's say Teresa Caballero. They said, don't do one on Teresa Caballero.
Fear of libel.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But you can't be sued for a cartoon. I mean, if it was a photo or a story, yeah. Believe it or not.
Well, you could find out the hard way that's incorrect.
Yeah. But they told me, stay away from that. Stay away from that. So I would do one and said, no. That's too risky. Not that.
Yeah. If anybody picked up the trash down at the Times once upon a time and happened to get those,
they probably
call us up. We would like to see those.
Yes, we would.
Interesting.
There were some real rough pencils and then some tighter pencils. And then I would ink them in and scan them.
Neat.
We got the man in here named Nacho Garcia Jr. He's drawn a lot of stuff, but you're not done. You can still draw stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And you said you'll draw somebody out of Pepe's today if they come out and commission
you. I still go to bar mitzvahs and weddings, and they hire me to do caricatures.
Did you ever do court reporting, John?
Yes, I did court reporting.
We'll talk about that in a minute, because that's another whole thing.
Yes.
Another one of your aspects. We got to do this trivia thing. Are you ready for that?
Yes, we are.
Did we talk about enough stuff here that you can get these? Oh, yeah, you did.
Yes.
Because see, what you're doing, what Melissa does is very kind of her. She takes the stuff and we make sure we talk about it.
Oh, good.
Before we that's why I'm like, before we make get sure to, you say this.
Before we get to the question. So if you were paying attention, you heard this already.
That's right, and several times.
And you can win some DVDs. Let me see. I'm going to push a DVD. Today. Which DVDs I want to push here?
That's what it is.
I'm going to push the Smelter. The last tour of the El Paso Smelter was bizarre. Mm-hmm. When the stacks came down, we have that in living color, 12 cameras.
Yes.
I had access to 20 cameras.
Wow.
I by the time I got the thing done, I had 8 left over. Okay, that's enough. But anyway, so that last tour of the El Paso Smelter, you should buy it. You should get that for free today. Or the Pepe's, right?
That's right. $20 in food from Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant up there in Canutillo. And join us after the show up
and
there
Nacho's
today.
And Nacho's coming up there. We'll say hi to him. And what do you got to do to get that stuff?
Okay. All you have to do is answer some simple questions. The first one is, where was Gregorio Garcia born?
We heard that already.
Yes,
we
talked about that a couple of times.
You've already got free Pepe's today. Yeah. Don't go there,
I'm
Nacho.
I'm not
going to
say it.
But we can call us up and get, or we can't do Facebook.
Can't do
to win
Facebook
that.
Because I'm just too slow. But you can call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM because Shelley's much quicker than I am on the phone.
When was the last time you walked out of a mattress store feeling confident about your purchase? These places exist for one reason, for a highly trained, commission-driven salesperson to dupe you into spending way too much money on a mattress. Hi, my name is Neil, and I'm one of the co-founders of Casper. Casper was created with a single goal in mind, deliver a great night's sleep at an incredible value. So we hired a team of engineers and designers to develop a single perfect mattress that sleeps cool and has just the right sink and bounce. We sell the Casper mattress online, skipping the markups of mattress stores. And we let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. In less than 3 years, we've rapidly become the internet's favorite mattress. In fact, it now has more than 20,000 reviews with an average of 4.8 stars. Try us out today. Simply go to Casper.com and use code MEDIA to get $50 towards your mattress purchase. Terms and conditions apply. That's gift code MEDIA at Casper.com for $50 towards your mattress purchase. Casper.com. Thanks for checking us out.
Hi, I'm Mark Israel, owner of Donut Plant. I used 80,000 points from my Chase Inc. business card to make the latest food craze, the Ripple Donut. Now it's making headlines. NYC's best, raves the New York Post. Donut Plant has outdone itself, says Spoon University. And Grub Street says it will light up your Instagram.
What will you create with your points? Visit chase.com/ink to learn more about Inc. Business Preferred. Chase for business, so you can.
Real business owner compensated for use of his actual statements. Credit cards are issued by Chase Bank USA, N.A. Restrictions and limitations apply.
The mortgage crisis may not have the attention it had before, but many people are still dealing with this every day. I'm the founder of Operation Hope. My name is John Hope Bryant. Losing your home is unthinkable. Let Operation Hope offer HUD-certified foreclosure prevention professionals to help you negotiate with your lender, apply for a loan modification, or take other steps to avoid foreclosure. Call Operation Hope on our 24-hour-a-day hotline at 888-388-HOPE. That's 888-388-4673.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting FUEL to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text FUEL to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting FUEL to 369-369.
Have you seen Shark Tank?
What do you think? Do we have a deal?
Yes, ma'am.
Meet Shark Tank winner Kim Nelson at the 2017 Women in Business Conference Friday, March 31st at the Wyndham Hotel, hosted by the Greater El Paso Chamber of Commerce, Wells Fargo, and SCORE, the Service Corps of Retired Executives. Meet local and national leaders, plus Shark Tank winner Kim Nelson at the Women in Business Conference Friday, March 31st. For tickets and information, call 534-0500 and online at Women womeninbusiness.elpaso.org.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, apparently nobody knows where Gregorio Garcia was born.
That's right. Everybody's going to have to stay after class.
Well, not only that, we're just going to dock you some pay.
That's right.
For
Me or them?
Listener pay. No, actually, if you're interested, we do have open lines at this point. Where was Gregorio Garcia born? We made a big deal about this little town that's just south of El Paso a little ways.
Yes.
And in 1850s, it was the seat of the county.
Yeah.
Did I give it away enough there?
The salt wars happened
five,
there.
544-5876.
Good Lord, people.
You think people can dial the phone now?
Yeah.
I have no idea. In the meantime, I'll tell you who's coming in here next week. We got the History Museum's next honoree for the Wall of Giants. That's Cathedral High School.
Yay.
And we're going to have that represented by a gentleman named David Carejo. He's from UTEP. He's a doctor, Ph.D. Bernie Sargent's coming in because he's on the committee that helps select these things. And we're going to talk also about the history of the History Museum because that didn't always be where it is.
It's historical.
It's not only that. It's there in place. So we're going to have that history, the history of the exhibit, and how the History Museum got to that location. That's next Saturday. April the 8th. Check this out. UTEP is honoring women. We're going to hear about it. Dr. Gina Nunez-Michirci. M-C-H-I-R-I. How do you say that?
M-C-H-I-R-I.
Whatever, it's close enough.
She'll tell us when we
get here. Dr. Gina will be here on the 8th. And she's going to do, she's with the Sociology and Anthropology Department. And she's a director of women's studies. They're writing a book over there. And they're going to come in and talk about all the interesting women over the last 100 years who have been part of UTEP's history. And there have been some serious players over there. I can't wait to see some of that. All right, April 15th, what's going on with the Mission Trail events and the Socorro Mission and also Santa Lazario. They got a big deal going on in Santa Lazario this year on April 28, 29, and 30. Preservation El Paso is going to be part of our future. International Museum of Art. Got a lot of stuff coming up. And now the lines are full.
I know.
Look at that.
And then I had a Facebook answer, too, that came in before the phones.
So what do you got to read for people?
Okay, we're going to celebrate Preservation Month, and we're not doing preserves. We're actually talking an alliance of organizations is pleased to announce the 6th Annual Preservation Month in El Paso. The month of May will celebrate our heritage and history, and this year they will focus on endangered buildings, neighborhoods, cemeteries, corridors, natural habitats, and historical sites throughout El Paso. They're asking for groups and organizations to consider sponsoring or co-sponsoring an event or program during the month of May. The deadline for joining the Celebration of Preservation Month is April 15th, and for more information, please call Ron Lyman at 740-6829 or Shelley Sutherland, our call screener here, at 409-599-1277. Get involved.
The phone's all lit up there. We got Jesus, Lorenzo, and Jerry, or you could say Jesus is on the phone. That's how he gets me. You go, which one first? Okay, in that order. Oh, also, look who is here up on Facebook. Texas History
yes.
Begins in El Paso. The man with the red shirt and suspenders is not Santa Claus. This happens to be.
Well, you could. It could be.
Maybe he is.
It's off time of the year.
And I've trimmed a beard down.
This is what Santa
I had it longer.
And it's in the off season. Santa is not your Claus. Got your picture up there. All right, going into what else you got? You got something going on over there?
I already did it.
Well, let's do this then.
trivia. We're doing the trivia.
What are you doing for trivia?
Well, the question is, where was Gregorio Garcia born?
Oh, I know this one.
Yes, I know, but you can't answer it.
Let's go in the order that they call. We got Jesus on the phone. Howdy.
Yes, sir. I think he was born in Los Portales in San Elizario.
We'll take this. We'll take at least part of that answer,
Nacho?
Won't we?
Mm-hmm.
You think he was in Portales?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's pretty close, yeah, because that was his home.
Well, we get
a nod of recognition.
You got it right, dude.
Casa Garcia is what it was called.
Casa Garcia.
Yeah, there you go.
I grew up in Sonelli. I rode my bike all over those places, 70s and 80s. There's still Garcia family there.
Mm-hmm.
All around the area.
Oh, yeah.
Big property behind the old jail there. Are you related to them?
Yeah, see, that's what I was saying, that that I'm from the second wife. Gregorio Jr. had two wives. What first wife passed away. Then he married the Maria Vasquez from Ojinaga. I'm from that family. So,
okay.
So there's like there's cousins that like. I mean, generations that I don't even know exist.
The answer is they're all related.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's everybody
why,
in
that's
Santa
why they say muchas Garcias. That's where that term came from.
Well, the other callers dropped off. We got more questions,
cowards,
people.
One more.
Well,
come
what
back.
Happened to Lorenzo and Jerry? We got two more questions ready to go here, people. 544-5876. Or not, as the case may be. So, all right, Jesus, you got yourself a choice. I was pushing the video on the smelter, but also there is the Pepe certificate for $20. So pick.
I'll take the video, sir.
Okay, video. Video for you. And that one is an unusual video. The big stacks came down.
Well, and actually, you also have the one. Which one has the information on San Eli on the ghost videos?
Ghost 2.
Ghost Video 2 has information. It was filmed down in San Eli and talks about some of the ghosts down there.
He's already picked the smelter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that.
All right, hold on.
I wasn't listening.
Hold on, Jesus. Oh, now the phones are lit back up. Hold on, Jesus, and we'll tell you how to pick this up, all right?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, Shelly, I need a call as soon as you got one in there. Put them on the phone. Put them on hold. Tell me what line it is. Line three is who? Who is line three? Line three is Vince. Vince, is that the Vince?
Uh-oh.
Yes, it is the Vince.
The Vince! Now, are you doing trivia or are you just doing trivia?
And he's soon to go off to Alaska.
I was going to call in and clarify a few things.
Uh-oh.
Very, very interested in this man, Nacho Garcia, because, Gregorio Garcia...
Yes.
De Los Portales, he built that building. That was his home.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
he was. And he couldn't have been born in it if he still hadn't built it.
No, that's why I hesitated when he said, was he born there? But I knew it was his home.
Right.
Yeah, but the guy was partly right. He was San Jose.
Well, that's like Abe Lincoln was in the cabin that his father built. He was born there.
Yeah, also, he was, did you know that he was a presiding judge there in San Ysidro?
Yes. Yeah, he was a big deal, wasn't he?
County commissioner, county judge, yeah.
Right, yeah. And then the reason why I know all this is because I studied his history, because my family used to have a Old West reenactment group called the Desperados of San Elizario.
What was your last name, Vince?
Sanchez.
Oh, yeah, I met you.
I took
my dad down there when he was sick, and I told my dad, let's go down there for one more time, and you were there. You were watching,
right.
You were watching the whole place.
We did several reenactments of history there, and one of our favorites was the Salt War of 1877.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And also the legend of Melquiades Segura, the bandit from Sonora.
Oh, wow.
That he was arrested there in San Elizario, and guess who tried him and sentenced him to whatever sentence he got was Judge Gregorio Garcia.
Oh, really?
And I found out later on that they were trying to kill him. Somebody was trying to... he did something wrong.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He had death threats.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, he protected Melquiades from being hung by the mob.
Oh, okay.
Gregorio Garcia stepped in and said, no, you will not hang this man. He's going to have a fair trial.
Right.
And also, and the reason why I'm very interested in that is because, I'll tell you what, one of our Old West reenactors, Andres Lucero, was a spitting image of Gregorio Garcia.
With a white beard and everything?
Yes, exactly. The white beard, the white hair. And he played our Gregorio Garcia for a long time.
Yeah. I think I might have seen him. A picture of him.
Right.
Yeah. That's great. Hey, have they done anything with the Adobe horseshoe there at all? Yeah.
It's still up for sale,
really?
As far as I know, but the price is way high.
Is it? That'd be beautiful.
I would love to see somebody
do something
with it.
It's right next door to the Portales building.
Well, that's actually the site of the original jail. And county seat,
where
the Adobe Horseshoe is today. They tore that down to put that up.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
See, my grandfather, Antonio Padilla Sanchez, got some men together in 1950 to reenact the Salt War of 1877. And it was the first county seat of El Paso was 1850.
1850, yeah.
And then it went on there for a couple of years, for 20 years.
Right.
But I'm enjoying the show, and now I'm going to have a little bit of brunch, and I'll listen to the rest of it.
Okay, thank
you. And Vince is going to be calling us from Alaska.
When's that?
I will. Next weekend.
Oh, really? Cool.
We're going up to a powwow called the Chamay Festival.
Oh, good for you. This is your second time, right?
This is our second time. We went in 2011, and they invited us back.
Excellent.
Well, we must have been doing something, right?
Well, now what you're doing up there is the Matachin dancing, right?
Yes, we're going to go introduce our Matachin culture to the Alaskan people up there.
Can you imagine that? What a hoot. Thank you for doing that, Vince.
Right.
Spread the culture, dude, as you do down there at Brown Acres.
I sure will.
You go to Green Acres on the TV?
Yeah.
He's got Brown Acres.
Yeah, he's got Brown Acres,
And he puts it on Facebook all the time.
Especially 2-3 days ago, right?
Yeah, I got my feet up in Brown Acres.
and looking
for visitors. Okay. Right. Hey, Vince, thanks for calling, dude.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Vince.
You take care, easy. Good to talk to you. Vince Sanchez, and they're one of those mainstays of that town.
Well, he and his
there.
Wife, they're members of Six Guns of Shady Ladies also, but they do have their own private group that's not involved with San Eli anymore.
Well, the Matachinas is not a gunfighter. Not a gunfighter group.
No. That's another group that he's involved
in. Another
with.
Whole thing.
And he's a historian, so he's a great guy.
Need to take one more break. Got Nacho Garcia sitting here warning Pepe, we're coming out to see you, Pepe.
That's right.
With all kinds of people that want to meet Nacho Garcia Jr. And you'll have your sketchbook with you if needed.
Yeah.
What the heck, you know? See what happens out there.
Sketchbook.
In the meantime, call us up if you think you should.
At 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
This weekend only, the Corporate Buick GMC used car $1 down sale. That's right, $1 down and you're driving. The finest collection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs in the city. Hurry for best selection. Prices are slashed and painted clearly on the windshield. Or click on the CrawfordBuickGMC.com. Expedited credit approval, the best financing options, and the friendliest professional sales team in the business. Right now, during the Crawford used car $1 down sale. CrawfordBuickGMC.com, Montana and Airway. If you haven't shopped Crawford used cars, you're not done shopping.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. So thank you very much for Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free. This week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't you hate it when you're doing your taxes and that so-called free tax site hits you with a $70 charge before you file? $70 doesn't sound very free. Well, now there's Credit Karma Tax. Credit Karma Tax is really, truly, completely free from beginning to end. Itemized deductions, rental income, 1099s for self-employment, state, and federal filing. It's all included. This year, file your taxes for free and keep your full tax refund at creditkarma.com/tax. Free to start, free to finish. Credit Karma Tax.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, folks, we got to tell you what's coming up this week only in El Paso, Inc. Melissa.
What's the real story behind the $350 million development planned for Northwest El Paso? Only El Paso, Inc. has the details.
All right, also in the El Paso, Inc., what a city council race. Why a city council race is heating up as the new representative in office faces ethics charges.
And a former UTEP miner decides to go corporate. How Hooper Vint is hoping to score big in the insurance industry.
El Paso Inc. is online, elpasoinc.com, and available for home and business delivery.
Call El Paso Inc. at 534 4422 to subscribe.
This Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, tune in at 10:35. See what happens.
The program is live and interactive, and you can send in your comment or your question via email, Facebook, Twitter, or just give them a call. Stephanie Guadian hosts Sunday at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7.
We love those people because they put a promo on us. And you saw yourself this morning on ABC 7.
Actually, my wife saw me.
Yeah, you were.
And I thought she was joking. She goes, "You missed your cartoon. You were on there about your talk show." I said, "7?
ABC 7.
And KTSM, and I didn't know that you guys had a little...
We have this trade-out. Yeah, we do the El Paso Inc. trade-out is an inside job. These people, I just rang them up and said, "Hey, you want to trade out a promo?" And here we are. So that's what we do.
It did good.
And another reminder, at the at 12:02 today, there will be the program that was on for a while called Talk El Paso comes back again today, and Andrew J. Polk and Paul De La Pena will be here, and they're going to do an hour live on Facebook. The first half hour will be live on 690 AM. It's going to be an interesting thing how they split that today. Mm-hmm. So they're getting ready for that, and that's what we got coming up.
Is this
up
the
now.
First time he's done this?
No, this is about the fourth time they've done this, but they're going to start doing it regularly, I think, as of today, just to get this time slot going. They're looking to put them Monday through Friday, but they got to figure out where to put them, if that's how that goes. But, you know, Nacho, this town is an interesting town, but there's no place really for a group discussion except on Facebook, which is kind of like a free-for-all with no referee.
Right.
And there's no one place to go on there to hear it.
And they see neat photos of back in the 1880s, 1990s.
Well, now that's interesting.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about current events El Paso.
Oh, right.
And
now,
that's what these guys are going to do.
Okay.
Talk El Paso is talking about things going on now.
Going on
we
now.
Stepped aside for
talk
one,
show format.
One whole show. Yeah, talk show format. We stepped aside for one whole program so they could discuss the arena, which we were getting into, and we were getting too political. So we said, let's let the kid do this.
That's
we backed off for a show, and it worked out pretty well.
That's a hot subject.
But, well, now they're coming back today. I think they're talking about Congressman Beto O'Rourke. In fact, what are they talking about? Yeah, they're going to talk about things that affect our
lives.
Maybe
Veronica.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe.
Andrew and Paul, they got things figured out.
Vince.
But they're coming on today right after our show. So, all right, Nacho Garcia, we got you here for a few more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're all going to jump in our cars and go to Pepe's, 6761 Donovan, and hang out there.
All right.
Because you're going to be out there doing sketches if you feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
And or just eating the, what was the Oñate special? Was the guacamole tacos.
Yeah, we're bringing him on. He can do the commercials for Pepe's now.
Oh, even better.
Nah.
All right. A couple of things, Nacho Garcia, that we did not get into. You did some court reporting.
Yeah.
What the heck was that like?
Okay. It was weird because you've seen in national coverage, they'll send an artist to, because some courts will not allow cameras or picture taking. But they said, well, yeah, I guess an artist is okay. So they bring in courtroom sketchers.
Right.
And, I remember when they first, let's see, they first asked me, can you do that? I said, well, yeah. You know, if I see the person, I can see their face, I can draw it. So, but the thing is that I didn't know that the defendants and everybody's facing the judge, and you have to sit in the back. So all I'd see is either profile or, so I never got a face on. So I said, well, I'll just draw what I see.
You drew the back of their heads.
The back of their heads or the side. I wait till they turn. Sometimes I wait till they turn, talk to their lawyer.
Oh, my
attorney,
gosh.
And then I'd sketch them real fast.
That's a mental snapshot.
Yeah,
you have to grab one.
You have to be real fast.
Couldn't you just like drop your pen about 30 feet in front of you? I got to go get my pen.
and
then they'll arrest you.
There were some judges that were real. They said, I don't want you to sketch the jurors or the bailiffs or anything. Just the defendants and maybe the lawyers, and that's it. He said, if I see you sketching any juror, I'll throw you out.
Well, that's because you're identifying the jury, and that's supposed to be anonymous.
They're supposed to.
How long did you do that?
I did that for about, and it was only maybe three or four court assignments a year. I did them for about maybe 10 years.
Were they like the big cases? Or?
Yeah, like Anthony Cobos.
You already knew what he looked like.
Oh, yeah. And Luther Jones.
Ooh.
That's politics right
and
there.
And then the people in the independent school district.
Oh, wow.
Lorenzo Garcia. Who?
No relation.
No relation. He's from East Texas.
One of those people.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. And the funny thing about it is I knew Luther Jones years ago when I used to work for Cashway. Remember Cashway?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In advertising, Luther was married to Susan, Jim Shelton. Was the big owner, Susan Shelton, beautiful blonde girl, and he's married her. I shouldn't say used her, but he used her money to promote, and he got into politics. And that's
Shelton's daughter.
Shelton's daughter, but she was behind the scenes. She was her dad was. He had an empire here. Jim Shelton owned El Paso Rock and Quarry, Cashway, the El Paso Trust Plants in the Loura Valley. He had a little empire, but he was a real quiet and shy guy. He was like a Howard Hughes, a recluse. I mean, nobody ever. And he had a big plant down in Stiles, and I went down there, and he would collect these huge oil paintings of Indians, original oils. Huh. I couldn't believe it. They filled the wall. I said, wow, this guy likes to collect. He said, oh, he loves Western art.
Cool.
So the guy was rich.
That's the way that goes. So that was your court reporting times. Now, tell us what the most controversial drawing that actually got in the paper that wasn't killed that you heard about.
somebody didn't try to kill you.
I'll tell you one that I got letters from. Do you remember Mickey Duntley?
No, who's that?
Mickey Duntley was a detective. And then he joined the El Paso school district. Okay? This is when the big, what would you call it, controversy. People were receiving, bribes and stuff
kickbacks.
Like that. The kickbacks. Well, the only thing he did wrong was he got his son a job there. So it was nepotism.
Uh-huh.
He got in trouble. And anything you did wrong, you were swept up into this thing. So Mickey was sent to La Tuna in a bus. So my cartoon showed this bus on the way in La Tuna in the district, in the distant. And you can see Mickey Duntley looking out the window of the bus and two or three other guys, I forgot who they were, and they were in the bus on the way to La Tuna. And I had the lizard saying, or my gecko saying, the people in the bus go up and down.
Oh, my God.
And
I'm sorry.
That's all I said.
It wasn't funny to them, I'm
and
guessing.
Then I got a letter. I got a letter, and it must have been somebody from Mickey Duntley's family or something. Said, and every other word was a cuss word.
Oh.
Get your fact, facts straight, you son. And then I said, get the facts straight. The facts were straight. He went to La Tuna in a bus.
Yeah.
But I don't know why he didn't like about it.
Well,
La Tuna is often misunderstood for a hotel.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
It's a bed and breakfast.
My wife did an interview with the warden up there and got a tour of the place, and she said tourists regularly roll up thinking that they can stay.
Yeah, it is kind of a different. It's a different looking place than most penitentiaries or
It's a trost building.
Yeah, I know.
A trost
building. Is it a trost building?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
A trost penitentiary.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, we got Nacho Garcia for a few more minutes, then we're all going to go to Pepe's. But in the meantime, we need to take a break. Look at us on Facebook. There's a Gregorio pictures up there.
Well, the picture of his grandfather was done by Henry Cisneros, another wonderful artist.
Oh, yeah.
And also I've got Nacho's contact information if you'd like to have him come do an event, or if you'd like to have him do a caricature of you, or maybe a mural, who knows.
And what's he look like in suspenders?
That's right. So I've got his phone number and his email and also his Facebook page. So
cool stuff. We're going to be back after this break. Go.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax, they know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy, don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-798-2477. 800-798-2477. 800-798-2477.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-753-3896. That's 800-753-3896. Again, 800-753-3896.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? You need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-467-4959. 1-800-467-4959. 1-800-467-4959.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
One more reminder, Talk El Paso follows this program here shortly. We're going to do the Trump deal and then the news, and then these guys pick it up for an hour. And they're going to be live on Facebook at Talk El Paso, as well as on 690 AM for the first half hour. So there you come, Andrew J. Polk and Paul de la Pena. Good luck to guys. And that's a show that really should happen, because we were talking during the break. There's no place in El Paso to have that kind of discussion, really. And it would be a good thing to have it on 690.
Oh, I think it'd be great. Yeah, I look forward to it. I love talk radio. So,
well, also, they can get into so many things. And with Andrew's got a Rolodex from having worked at ABC7 for 4 years. He's got everybody in town. He can get them on the phone.
Well, and it's an open-air format where people can call in, correct? Cool.
I think today they're going to focus on the congressman and what he's been doing. He's been making some noises lately.
Yes.
Also, Nacho Garcia Jr., sir, see you at Pepe's here in a few minutes.
Okay.
But in the meantime, tell us a couple more stories about things that you got into because you
famous drew, people?
Yeah. You drew them, people?
When I worked at Tony Lama, I was invited to their market. They would meet in Las Vegas. All the market, all the people that owned Western stores would come and buy their boots there. And I got to meet some. These are Western stars, okay? They did posters for Tony Lama. I met Sam Elliott, George Strait. I don't know if you guys remember Ben Johnson.
Oh, I loved Ben Johnson, yeah.
He was a little inebriated when I met him.
Ben?
Yeah, they had to hold him, up. He had pretty girls holding him up. Because he's a big cowboy. Do you remember Mighty Joe Young, the first movie?
Yeah.
The cowboy that roped?
Yeah.
That was Ben Johnson.
Oh, goodness.
So did he meet Monty Montana by any chance?
Who?
Monty Montana?
No. Okay. Dale Robertson?
Oh, my gosh.
Remember Dale Robertson?
Yeah.
The big handsome guy. He was promoting a line of rifles, and I go up, and I took pictures of all these guys.
Oh, my gosh.
The guy in Gunsmoke, I'm trying to remember the name. The little guy, not the
Chester?
Right after Chester.
Oh,
Festus.
It was Uncle Fester. Yeah. Festus. I can't remember his name. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember his name. But,
oh, yeah.
Met those guys. All the Western. Slim Pickens.
Oh, my God.
I met Slim
Pickens. He was a kind of a neighbor of mine in California where I went to high school. Yeah.
Slim Pickens, he just looked Western. He just talked with a drawl. And in fact, was it Dr. No?
Where yeah, he was riding the
bomb. He rode the bomb.
That's right.
Oh,
B-52 bomber. That's rode Slim the bomb Pickens. Down. Yeah.
That is the most famous scene in that movie.
Yeah. He passed away with, I think, brain tumor later on, but he was a real neat guy. He did a lot of posters for Tony Lama. And, let's see. We were in contact with Sly Stallone. He said, I'll do a poster for you guys, but I want my wife, Sasha. At that time, that was his first one. She was a photographer, like a.
Wanted her to do the.
I want her to take my picture. So she photographed him. And then, you're not going to believe this, but John Lennon's son, the first one, Sean Lennon. No, was it Sean? No, Julian.
Julian.
Julian Lennon said, I'll do. He loved he loved Tony Lama boots. He loved boots.
Another one.
And they photographed him standing on a motorcycle. And we, yeah. So I got to meet a lot of these guys.
Oh, that's really cool. We're almost out of here because we got to get out to Pepe.
Okay, bring
Nacho
back.
Garcia Jr.,
stuff.
Thank you for coming in and telling these stories.
It was my pleasure, guys.
Interesting family history you have as
fun.
Well as what you've done.
Yeah. It was fun. You know, you don't appreciate it till you're a lot older. As a young kid, you know, you hear all these stories.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, everybody. We're going to see Nacho today out at Pepe's. If you're interested, we can get out there and get a drawing or just come say hi to him. And we're back next week, EPHistory.com, for details.
Right.
And otherwise, stay tuned for Talk El Paso coming up next after the news. See y'all next week. Nacho, thanks.
Adios.
See you. Thank
Take
you.
Take care easy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM.
Fellow Americans, this week in the company of astronauts, I was honored to sign the NASA Transition Authorization Act right into law.